Good morning. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's my pleasure to share with you again a brief message from God's Word each morning this week. This week we are asking the question, how do we know that the Christian faith is the true faith with so many religions and worldviews that abound? The only way to determine the viability of something is to examine what it is built upon, its foundation. And so this week we are discussing five foundations of our faith. Earlier this week we discussed that Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone of our foundation, and that a foundation based upon faith in Him is built upon the rock, a base that is both sure and steadfast. Additionally, we recognize that our foundation is built upon the apostles and prophets who, upon being moved by the Holy Spirit, revealed to us the words of God. Our next foundation we'll consider this week is found in the first verse of Hebrews chapter 6. In encouraging the brethren to mature in the faith, the Hebrew writer says, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God." A foundational principle of our faith, the writer says, is the repentance from dead works. It was this message that the forerunner of Christ, John the Baptist, taught as he preached, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And as our Lord made clear throughout His ministry, the foundation of His kingdom is diametrically opposed to the hypocrisy championed by the religious elite of His day. Rather, the beginning of a new life in Christ is turning away from a former life of sin and a corrupt heart and being transformed to live a new life in the light. The Apostle Paul struck the same tone in his second letter to Timothy in chapter 2 and verse 19. "Nevertheless," Paul says, "the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal: the Lord knows who are His, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity." What a glorious thought that the inscription on the foundation of our faith is that God knows those who belong to Him, and that those who do have repented from iniquity. That is what truly sets us apart as Christians, that we are willing to sacrifice the temporal pleasures of this life, repent from our mistakes, to be built upon a foundation of hope in Christ Jesus. It makes perfect sense, therefore, that on the day of Pentecost in Acts 2, when those who heard Peter's sermon were cut to the heart and asked, "What shall we do?" that Peter responded with a foundational principle of our faith: "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." As the church emerged from that great day, the word went forth across the globe that the foundation of this new way was repentance and forgiveness by bearing the old man of sin and rising to walk in newness of life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10, Paul wrote, "For godly sorrow produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death." When we come to realize that we have sinned against the God of heaven and experience sorrow in the recognition that we may be potentially separated from Him, our hearts are overjoyed to know that we can lay that foundation once more through repentance. If we confess our sins, John says in 1 John 1 verse 9, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I thank you for listening this morning and hope you'll join us each morning the remainder of the week as we continue to discuss five foundations of our faith. We invite you to worship with us at Oakland Church of Christ. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. and Wednesday evenings as well for Bible study at 7 p.m. May God bless you as you travel through life today.